University life can be a bit of a maze, right? Don't worry. Campus Chronicles is here to be your guide. It's your go-to spot for tackling the big questions, sharing a laugh, and everything else that comes with navigating campus life. Think of it as the resource and the sounding board that I wish I had back in my uni days. And I am so excited to share it with you. My goal is to leave you feeling inspired, energized, and ready to chase after your boldest dreams. Let's jump in. Hello, hello, everyone. I am so excited to introduce you to an amazing guest that we have today. His name is Greg, and he is the Market Strategy and Communications Lead here at Student FM. Greg, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Hi, everyone.
I am so excited to jump into this conversation with you because there's so many different directions we could go in. But before we do that, I want to know who Greg is. Give us your origin story.
So I am a university student at the University of Sheffield, and I obviously work for Student FM as the Market Strategy and Communications Lead. I've been with Student FM now for, must be 5-6 years. And I have a deep knowledge for the accommodation sector and the PBSA sector. And I take great pride in providing quality accommodation for our students.
That's amazing. So you said that you're a student, or are you currently a student? This is a real question I'm having.
I'm a full-time student as well as working full-time as well, yeah.
I want to jump in to that. How do you manage both of those?
It's extremely difficult. I have to stay really disciplined in managing my time from both work and university. And it's working when I can and doing the university when I can. It's usually a lot of late nights and early mornings, but you've got to get it done.
That is very interesting. What strategies have you found helpful in terms of time management and productivity management? Because I know we all operate very differently, but I was not aware that you were working two completely different tracks at the same time.
Yeah. What works for me is I write down everything I have to do at the start of the day, really simple, and then tick every single thing off. And then if it doesn't get done, it just goes to the next day and the next day. And prioritizing like three non-negotiables that have to get done, whether it's an assignment, reading, or it's a project delivery for work. Three things that have to get done, always get done no matter what.
I love that. So being a student yourself, do you think that you have a enhanced knowledge of what students need and want and what their everyday experiences are?
Yeah, I do. I feel that a lot of the sector doesn't provide the service that they could do. I think there's a real gap for British students, especially in Britain, where we're not really servicing that market well enough, in my opinion. We could do more on a welfare front. We could do more on enhancing students in their studies and providing that support. We could also be more of a friend as well from a service provider, because it can be quite lonely university for a lot of students. A lot of students are like, yes, social, this is the new part of my life, but it's also quite daunting for a lot of people. So that friendly face, that friend, I think is really important.
Well, and I think you bring up a good point, is it is very daunting. I would be that sort of person. I'm a little bit change averse, but I would be nervous or ashamed to say it. I think I would want to pretend that everything's okay. And if you're not cultivating an intentional environment where people can express their feelings, where they do feel welcomed and included and supported, I think it's easy for people to just say, well, there's something wrong with me, or I must not be normal, or my anxiety is my problem, versus acknowledging that it's a bigger deal.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people stay quiet, don't they? And just try and get on with whatever they're dealing with, or whether they're feeling anxious because of that change. And it takes someone who's outgoing and friendly and knows that feeling to really communicate and help that student.
Mm-hmm. And you bring up an interesting point as well about gaps, and particularly in welfare. What would you change? Because I'm very curious now, In terms of your experience as both as a student and what you've seen from the accommodation side, where do you think some of those gaps are?
I think the whole, this includes university as well. I think everything needs to be more friendly and less formal, in my opinion.
Less clinical or sterile.
Yeah, less clinical. Less about contracts and deposits and things like that. And more, yes, they have to get done, but more of a, just an open and less clinical approach, like you said. I think that is a real gap. And what we try to do at Student FM is we try and make sure that we're hitting that gap and providing that friendly face, providing that support and that need where we can.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it is such a clinical, to your point, experience? And I think it's a culture shift that needs to happen as well, because it's always been that way. So how do you make it more friendly, and how do you know what students interpret as friendly is a big part of the equation as well.
Personally, what I do, I ask about the course and what sport they're also doing, or music, anything extracurricular. When a student comes for a viewing or I'm on the phone to them, I try and open with something that just breaks down a bit of a barrier. And that way, the conversation flows more easily. And I think it just helps them feel more comfortable talking to you about something that's so important to them, about their home for the next year or two, hopefully 2 years or 3 years. And I think it's about making sure that that person feels comfortable, most of all.
I agree completely. And I think, too, not feeling judged. I think that there's so much judgment around the decisions that people make, whether they're making a decision that their parents have made for them or one that they question. There's so much judgment about university if you're homesick or, you know, if the transition was easy. It's very easy to feel judged.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It can be really daunting being away in a new city, people that you don't know. You might be in the wrong kind of friendship group. You might be struggling with something there. You might be feeling a bit anxious about it. And it's important as a sector that we understand that and appreciate that and provide events, very basic events in buildings that can help students meet new people, or they can come down and if they're not feeling up to that, they can talk to the accommodation manager or a warden, someone that is in the building who is a student who is known as a friendly face. It's about providing those opportunities.
Now, with Student FM, I know that you're shifting more into that. Historically, I have a curiosity question. It's a history question. Historically, with the PBSA industry, why do you think it maybe has been less friendly than you would want to see it be?
It's a difficult question. I think a lot of what has happened previously is we have to provide the room with the amenities, with the flat screen tellies and the desk and all those kind of things, and these high-end studio apartments that can be quite isolating. And I think that's probably been more of the focus, is providing value from that front, and we've not actually thought of it from a needs of a person. So what might have happened 10 years ago, these buildings of studio buildings, it was just focusing on the amenities. But what I'd like to see more of is a shift in thinking about the person, what they really need.
I think that's a really good point, because if you're in this beautiful, swanky apartment with the flat screen telly and you're having a wonderful time, but you're alone and you feel isolated and you feel depressed or anxious, it's not going to be something that's going to make a big difference in your life. It's not really going to move the needle.
No, it's, you can have everything you want, but if you're alone, it's just not worth it, in my opinion. I would much rather be in a group of people that provide support to each other, provide experiences to each other, and I think it's about facilitating that.
I love what you said about the needs of a person. How do you keep that in the forefront of your mind with the work that you do?
It's probably the first thing I think about when developing marketing campaigns also looking at which students to target for our buildings. I really try and focus on what's near to our buildings. So for example, there's one that's very close to the medical school. So I really focus on using the medical school and advertising that we have a lot of medical students. You'll be able to collaborate with them. You'll be able to engage and work together and progress yourself with them. So things like that is mostly what I focus on with our campaigns and providing that opportunity by showing students that we have a group of people that are quite like-minded and quite driven. Yeah, that's kind of what we focus on.
And I see that Student FM has had a big shift too. As far as you being a university student yourself, do you feel like people come to you for advice just knowing that you've actually lived in it? Because I think there's such a disconnect when you've been out of university for a long time. And when we think about this new generation that has a lot of cell phones, you know, attention is much harder to get. There's more anxiety to do with deadlines and productivity and being good enough. Do you find that your input's very helpful in those situations, just knowing what the average person these days is concerned with?
Definitely. Yeah. Being of student age, it gives us quite a different input into what a student wants. And it might not be something that we've thought of usually. It can help make those decisions on what's attractive to a student and how we can provide those opportunities to students through my input as a student. And I think it does help.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been surprised. Some of the podcasts that I've done with student-aged people, I've been surprised what they said was important to them. And I've been very surprised with what they said they prioritize and value. Very surprised.
A lot of our students value that company. They value that connection. They value feeling safe and secure. That's probably the most valued thing we tend to find. And it's not the flat screen TVs. It's not the studio apartments. It's feeling that sense of community in a building that they value the most. And I think also another thing that we do focus on is we actually focus on how the parent feels as well, because that's something that is often forgotten a lot. A parent also wants their child to feel safe and secure. And marketing to a parent, I think, is extremely important, because they also are part of the decision-making process for a lot of students. I know my mum, she'll text me if I'm out worried. She'll be messaging me. So it's the same for a lot of students. And if they're in a safe and secure building with mindful people in that building, I'm sure they'll sleep a lot better.
That's a really interesting point, because moms do worry. My mom is the same way, Greg. Anytime I'm not, you know, home or with her, it's always, you know, are you safe and who are you with? To your point about community, then it becomes, how do we cultivate community? Because it's hard. In the age of the internet, everybody wants to scroll on TikTok.
They do.
And it's not a good habit. It's bad.
It's not a good habit. No, it's bad.
So the question then is, like, how do we get people in a space where they actually want to connect in the real world?
You've got to provide what they're looking for outside of their phone. You've got to provide the community. I play rugby, and my community is my friends that I play rugby with. We'll sit and chat for hours, and providing that is what's needed. Those opportunities to make friends in the, let's say, how in the classic way before phones and the internet and TikTok and social media, those activities, sports, music, passions is I think how we do that.
Did I hear that you play a sport as well?
Yes, I play rugby as well.
So again, how are we managing it all?
Just do. If I didn't play my rugby and exercise and look after myself physically, I wouldn't be able to do the work and the university. It I feel that comes hand in hand together. Healthy body, healthy mind. It's really important to take care of yourself physically, because it's your body that you've got once. So it's just as important as the work.
I did not know you did all this. Now I'm so excited to ask this question because you have so many different dimensions that I was not aware of. So Greg, you know, I'm going to ask this. You've probably mentally and spiritually prepared yourself. Do you have three pieces of advice for a university age student? They can be related to anything that you want to share.
Number one is plan your time effectively and do the work. Because it's not going to get done by anyone else. Just get on with it and do it, because it becomes a heck of a lot easier than if you do it early. Number two is fail to prepare, prepare to fail. You have to just prepare for any exam, any bit of coursework. Make sure that you're on top of everything, and make sure you're doing it in small chunks so you're not overwhelming yourself. Just frequent practice is key. And then the last one is to enjoy it. It's just a process. It's meant to be fun. You're learning these incredible things about topics, and taking an interest in that topic is why you chose it in the first place. Enjoy it. Read around the topic. Learn about stuff outside the module, because it will help facilitate your knowledge in the module. Yeah, enjoy it. Learn.
I love that. Now, that was pretty articulate. Did you come prepared?
No, maybe.
He might have came prepared. He might have known that was my famous question. I love your last point. I love all your points. But I love your last point about having fun. If I had to identify a biggest regret for me, for university, I did not have a good time. I was very consumed with, how do I get this done? You know, how do I do this perfectly? How do I succeed in life? And thought so far ahead that I really was never present in the moment. For me, that is what I would probably change.
Instead of a long-term goal, I like mini goals and just little targets that add up to the big goal. And it kind of keeps you present in a certain way. And focusing on a two-week goal and then a month goal, it just keeps you on the path and it doesn't overwhelm you.
I needed your advice in university, because I was always focused on the 10-year plan, never focused on the 10 days in front of me. So I love that. Now, Greg, I have another question for you. You've probably articulately prepared. Do you have a quote or a mantra or something that you live your life by?
Yeah, sweep the sheds. It's a rugby term. So after a game, everyone's got loads of mud all over them. The changing rooms are an absolute mess. And what we do is we clean them for the opposition. If we're away, we'll clean them for the opposition and make sure that we leave those changing rooms immaculate. And for me, what that means is you're never too big to do the small things that need to get done. Just because you might have a great result in the game and you win, it doesn't mean that you're too big to clean the changing rooms at the end. It's about being humble and grounded and putting in the work in the things that need to be done after big things that go well. It's just about keeping on the path and keeping going and being humble whilst you do it.
I have never actually heard that term before, but I love it.
Yeah, it's a niche rugby.
It's very interesting. I like it though, and I think it's a beautiful metaphor for life.
Yeah, it means quite a lot to me. It's kind of what I try and, not always successful, but try and live by.
I love that. Now, as we wrap up here, is there anything I haven't asked you that you want to say, that you want to share?
To a student listening or anyone, just go for it. You've got one shot to do anything. I mean, if there's something you want to do that inspires you, you're passionate about, or an opportunity that you're apprehensive about, but you think that could be really good for me, just go for it. Because you never know what will happen after. If it doesn't work out, there'll be something else. If it does work out, brilliant. Just go for everything that inspires you.
I love that. Said by the guy that works full-time and is a student full-time. He's out here inspiring us. Greg, I've had so much fun with you, learning about you. I, for one, and I know everyone's going to agree with me, is very inspired by the amount that you can get done in a day. So I feel very fortunate that you took and shared your time with us.
No, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me on Campus Chronicles. I hope you found our discussion informative, inspiring, entertaining, and fun. We are always working hard to make sure that our episodes are the very best they can be, which means we need your help. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform and drop us a review. It helps us to connect with more students who are hungry for success. And remember, the journey never stops. Keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. See you next week for another amazing episode of Campus Chronicles.